Harley. I hear, Harley, that niacinamide is making you sick, you poor thing. That doesn't happen very often, but tell me about it.
Well, I started taking it, and I just, my whole head ached, my eyes, just all of my eyes balls ached, and I felt nauseous, and starting to get diarrhea, but not full diarrhea. And it went on for 3 days because I kept taking it, and I kept going to the chiropractor every day. And he said, "What are you taking? It's not structural. Something's wrong." I told him, and he said, "Stop taking it."
And he was right.
Yeah, and I didn't even put it together, and I started drinking a lot of water to flush it. And then it took several days to flush it. And then when I felt better, I waited another 3 weeks or so, and then I took one capsule instead of, because I was taking, they were 750 milligrams, and you wanted me to take 3,000 a day. And so so I took one, and it still happened. And I'm having swelling in my fingers and in my joints. And so I wanted to find out if there's anything else that I could take, or how do I make myself be able to take that? Hello? Hello? Oh, I can't hear him. Here, Monica, listen. Hello?
Let's see. I was just talking to Harley. Is Harley still there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Oh, you're very patient, ma'am. Thank you so much.
No, it's windy here, too.
Yeah, a tree probably fell on something, as is usual. Well, I can't complain. I really love all the trees we have, and I know we all do. So.
And I like
okay.
The wind, too.
Yeah. Okay, about that, what's happening to you, ma'am, it does not sound like a typical niacinamide overdose. It sounds like a, what would be called an individual reaction, because very, very few people does anything like you've just told me about happen to, but you were absolutely correct, and so is your chiropractor. If anything, niacinamide or vitamin C or anything else is making you sick, you got to get off it. Now, here's the other thing, though. Niacinamide is key to the functions of our bodies, and you were thinking of taking it for one reason or another. So, thing I recommend you consider doing is checking with a doctor who is not only skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, but also can screen you to see if you are hypersensitive to niacinamide. And you may be, from the sounds of this. In fact, you're very likely.
I do have a sensitive system, so I probably am.
Well, the reason for checking, ma'am, is our bodies make niacinamide internally in small amounts. And if you happen to be hypersensitive to external niacinamide, the odds are very, very good you're hypersensitive to your own. And I know this business about being sensitive to our own body molecules sounds way off base, but it isn't. I learned from a doctor in South Carolina that if we want to treat kids with ADHD very effectively, what we have to do is desensitize them to the sum of their own neurotransmitters in their own brains. And I thought, how can we become sensitive to our own brain molecules? But I saw the results he was getting. We brought it home to Tahoma Clinic. We started doing it. And what do you know? It makes a big difference to hypersensitive ADHD kids. And also, some women, when they have PMS, they take progesterone and they feel better, but other women feel worse. And we have to desensitize those ladies to their own progesterone. So sounds like you need some niacinamide desensitization, ma'am.
Okay, which of your doctors should I go to for that?
Okay. Actually, any of them, because we all refer you to a technician who is highly trained and educated. She's been doing it for 23 years in how to test and how to desensitize people for various things. So you do have to check with the doctor because they want to review always the whole context of your health. But then they'll send you to the technician who does the testing and desensitizing, ma'am.
A technician does? So if
yes.
I call to make an appointment, I call for a tech?
No, you call for the physician because there's occasionally a person who comes on in, and as you just said, you're very, very sensitive, and so we'll need to do an evaluation of what all needs to be checked. Now, niacinamide, we know about. It told your body recently, but there may be some other more fundamental things that are leading to all this sensitivity, And it's a good idea to check for those too, for example. So
okay.
They don't insist on long visits, but they do insist on checking in to go over the background and then sending you to the technician.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'll do that.
Okay. And thank you so much for calling. And yes, folks, it is possible to be sensitive to anything, really. And some of us are just a lot more sensitive than others.